Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dave Snitaker, who has two roles, actually the president of the NFA and the division merchandise manager at Nebraska Furniture Mart. How you doing, Dave?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I missed the meeting that y'all had last week. Sounded like a lot of fun, and I want to catch up and let my listeners hear a few of the highlights. Before we get to that, though, let's real quick talk about Nebraska Furniture Mart. It's the largest home furnishings store in the United States, and you've got four stores. The last one that opened was in Dallas. Tell us real quickly, how's business been so far this year with Nebraska Furniture Mart?
It started out really well, Kemp. We're really excited about it. I think we're up close to double digits for all locations combined, thinking that it's going to be a very positive year.
Okay, so this free installation thing that's been going on at the home centers is not affecting your business. Everything's good.
Well, we try to take them on head-on with whatever it is that they're offering. So yeah. When they pull out the four frees or whatever it is they're doing, we do the same thing.
Okay. All right. So you just answer it.
I just answer it, absolutely.
Yeah. One other little news item I think that came out a couple of months ago is that Ron Blumkin, who's president, has announced he's stepping down. I think he's still going to be involved, maybe stepping into another role. But you're grooming Tony Bolt, who was running the Kansas City store, to take over as president, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Tony's come up through the system. You know, he started in the warehouse and worked his way up. He's really a phenomenal story. Ron is going to be lessening his load at the end of this year, and Tony's going to step into the president's role, which is really exciting for our company and our company's future.
Okay. Well, just one quick trivia note on the side of that is that Rose Blumkin, Mrs. B, as she was known, started Nebraska Furniture Mart in 1937 and sold it to Berkshire Hathaway. So this is, I guess, the first time that you will have leadership that's not part of the Blumkin family, right?
That's correct. We still have the CEO of our company is Irv Blumkin, and he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Okay.
But this is the first time that the president's role has not been a family member.
Okay, let's move to the NFA. Obviously, they had a big meeting, your spring meeting, and most people know NFA is roughly, what, about 42 members? Is that your member count now?
Right, we have 42 members currently.
Yeah, and you meet twice a year, usually at a really nice place. And one of the great things about the meetings is that not only do you have some of the industry's leading flooring retailers there, but you also attract a lot of the senior management on the supply side, so it's always a good time. This year, you went into snow country and met up in Lake Tahoe, right?
That's right. It was a beautiful place. Lots of snow for the skiers, and it's really enjoyable.
Well, tell us real quick, you know, your 42 members, I know that you have this thing called a two-minute drill, and they tell you one by one how their business is doing. Can you kind of give me a summary for the year-to-date results for your membership?
I think that the vast majority were really flat to probably 10% up.
Okay.
I think that far and away most everyone in the room fell into that category. Mm-hmm. And then there was a couple that were outside of the bounds for whatever reason, that regionally. But good start to the year. Everyone was kind of on the same page when it came to that it was a pretty decent start to the year so far.
Okay. And as you went around, I think one of the things you do in your two-minute drill is that they tell you what they're doing that's giving them success, and then they also talk about some challenges they're facing. What are some of the challenges that folks are trying to address?
Kemp, I think the biggest challenge that any of us have today is wraps around labor. And whether you're talking about installation labor or whether you're talking about sales help and that kind of thing, it's finding the right amount of people that can actually move your business forward. And that's what most everybody's talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, the most critical thing for any business is attracting and retaining good people.
Yeah.
So critical in today's world that we're able to do that, take care of our customers.
Yeah, I guess that's the downside of having a 4.5% unemployment rate, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Hard to find good people.
Did anybody recommend a solution that their friends in the organization try?
You know what? There was a couple of tidbits that came out of it, absolutely, that I think that, you know, some people are going to take a stab at it and see if it makes any difference. Uh-huh. And then report back to the other group this fall.
I think one of the things that some people are doing is some kind of incentive where you talk to your own employees, and if they can bring more talent in, you pay them some kind of a bonus. Is that what some of them are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of them are doing that, actually,
yeah.
Including us.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about digital marketing, if you will. Obviously, that's kind of I don't care where you go, but if you go where more than four or five retailers are getting together in this business, they're talking about digital marketing. Give us an update on what's going on there with you guys.
Well, we were just trying to keep everybody kind of on the informed side of what's going on. You know, a lot of what they talked about was you have to make sure that you're mobile friendly, mm-hmm, as soon as possible.
Yeah.
We had a great presentation from the people at Google, and we had some other presenters as well, but it was kind of all wrapped around making sure that we're doing the right things for each of our companies to be seen out on the web.
Now, that's called responsive, I believe, when you have a website that kind of looks the same way regardless of what device you're on. So that's one thing. Did you talk much about whether or not social media was worth the amount of time it takes?
You know, we talked about a lot of different things, and one of the things, there was a whole discussion around Yelp and and how you handle that situation. For the owners of the companies that were sitting in that room, it's a really important thing for people to talk about and to be on the informed side of things, make good decisions.
Well, one of the things that's neat about the members of the NFA is that almost all of them spend, you know, 5% of their top line to promote themselves, which a lot of people recommend is usually what separates the successful people from the unsuccessful people. And I guess now they're putting a larger proportion of that toward some of these pay-per-click systems, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think anybody that's not really taking a hard look at how they're spending their money and putting more money into that side of the business is probably make a mistake.
Okay. Now you had Google there, and you had some of your own people who are good at it. Would anybody recommend what the right equation was, or is there a general guideline?
I don't know that there is a general guideline at this point.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, region by region. How effective is your print media, and how effective is your cable and your television media in that market? I'm sure it's quite different in each market as we go through.
Now, part of this meeting you have, as I said, a lot of the suppliers come. Anything in particular that was a big highlight or something that everybody was talking about that was introduced at the meeting?
No, not a lot of anything that was what I would say really different than what we saw at Surfaces. But, you know, you got a lot more information on certain products. Like, we had trends and forecasting for the tile industry from a couple of our vendors there. And Mohawk talked about their Aero product, and we got a lot more information about that. Some of the vendors were just showing us new product and getting our feedback on whether we liked the product or didn't like the product. Pretty typical NFA meeting. It was very informative. It was really good interaction with our vendors, and we had a lot of fun with it, too.
And so for the remainder of 17, everybody's thinking that they're going to have a pretty good year, and is the consensus that it might be better than 16 or about the same?
Everybody that I talk to thinks that 17 will be an improvement over 16, probably middle single digits.
So your fall meeting is something that I'm looking forward to. That's in Newport, Rhode Island, and it's October 15th to the 19th, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Looking very much forward to that. I think it'll be beautiful.
And that should be good. That's great. Okay, Dave, well, thanks for giving us an update on this meeting. Again, we're talking to Dave Snitaker, whose day job, Division Merchandise Manager of Flooring for Nebraska Furniture Mart, and also the president of the NFA. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.